Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
It's the OFM Business Hour and it's powered by Standard Bank Business Banking. I'm Oli Bocheng Mot. Early in the week, Clover announced that it is moving its factory from Lichtenburg to Queensburg near Durban in KwaZulu-Natal, citing service delivery challenges on the part of the Ditsobotla local municipality as their reason. Now, Clover has declined to be interviewed on the matter and said their brief statement is the only comment they will make. Since then, the Northwest Premier, Job Mokgoro, has announced he will intervene to save the 300 jobs at risk here. Tonight, we are speaking to different stakeholders to gain insight into the situation. First up, Blaine Jones speaks to the CEO of the Northwest Chamber of Commerce. Then I speak to Northwest University lecturers Seisman Mutlung and Johnny van der Merwe.
Andre, what is the decision that made Clover want to relocate?
Well, for the past 7 or 8 years, they've been battling with infrastructure, which is mainly the water supply to their factory. And they use a lot of water, and their whole plant runs on water. You would appreciate that. And they've had discussions with the municipality, and that problem has never been solved. And also, there's a little game reserve just on the edge of the town, and water used to come from there from a fountain. But that fountain has now been closed by the owner. I don't know why and what right he had to do that. But that's mainly the problem. And then also the road to their factory is a bit of a problem. But that's the whole of the town. There's a lot of other shops that had to close down because of roads.
How will the closure of Clover affect small, medium and micro enterprise business in the area, specifically Northwest, obviously?
Well, I had a discussion with the Minister of Small Business Development, actually the Deputy Minister. The Minister was involved with something else in the Office of the Presidency this morning. We did a research project, the Northwest Chamber of Commerce and the Northwest University Business School, 2019-2020, and that report was taken to Parliament by the Deputy President. But it's a year later now, and we found that 85% of all businesses in the Northwest Province belongs to foreigners. So how it's going to affect them, I don't know, because I don't think that they would be in the Clover supply chain. I don't think it will affect them. But unfortunately, as I said, the SMMEs in the province, well, in the whole of South Africa, is not in the hands of the local people. It's a big problem, and I hope that after today's meeting we would get some help, because we want to train the people. That's what we would like to do.
So how will the government's involvement affect Clover's relocation decision, would you say?
I'm sure if they can come up with a plan and tell Clover we will fix the roads and the water by two weeks' time, they might rethink their relocation because of the high cost. That's the one thing. The other thing that worries me a little bit is that Clover gets about 300,000 litres per day of their milk from KwaZulu-Natal and 100,000 from the Northwest Province. So if they relocate, whether the cost of buying their milk and transporting it to Lichtenburg in the long run would make financial sense to relocate, I'm not sure. But we're having a meeting there tomorrow. I'm on my way to Lichtenburg as we speak.
That was Blaine Jones speaking to Andre Kutzen from the Chamber of Commerce. Here is Northwest University Political Studies and Governance lecturer Seisman Mutlung weighing in on the matter. How do you see this impacting the people in that small town?
No, this is definitely a problem, because when you look at the Northwest Province itself, you would see that there is no diversity in terms of business opportunities and employment opportunities. So when this company is leaving a municipal area, we're looking at hundreds, maybe direct job opportunities and secondary connections related to that company. So it's a ripple effect that is terrible. When you hear of this news, you cringe at it because you are thinking already under this kind of an economic situation in South Africa, we cannot afford to have a business closed down or relocate, and then there is no recourse for those people. So it's a dire situation for them. It means now those people will have to look to government. Who else, which company would come into that area when another business or another company left for the reasons of not being delivered? So you already think, why should I take my business there? So it means there are no further opportunities for the residents until the first time that municipality improves on its provision and now goes on a PR kind of a campaign to tell people that we are doing something and now we are ready for business. So it is a very dire situation in terms of investment in Rustenburg.
Now, agricultural economist Johnny van der Merwe says the move could result in a mass exodus of businesses from Lichtenburg.
The impact of the closure of the clover factory in Lichtenburg will be a massive knock on the economy of the town, with the direct effects on job creation and food security in the region. This is not even taking into account the indirect effects on the hospitality sector, such as restaurants and guest houses, for example, that also employs a large number of people. Basic service delivery, including water and electricity, enables these businesses to function and be profitable over the long term. And without these services, companies will either pack up and move or try and find alternative ways, including mechanization, solar, etc., to ensure long-term profitability.
That was CEO of the Northwest Chamber of Commerce, André Kutzen, as well as Northwest University lecturers, Sesman Mutlung and Johnny van der Merwe from the Political Science and Agricultural Economics Divisions, respectively. They were weighing in on Clover's decision to move their factory from Lichtenburg to Queensburg in KwaZulu-Natal, citing service delivery challenges in the Northwest municipality under which Lichtenburg falls. To re-listen to their inputs, go to ofm.co.za, click on read, and then on business.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
You're listening to the OFM Business Hour, and it's powered by Standard Bank Business Banking. Oli Bocheng Mote is my name. Now, the clover situation has cast a light on the impact that service delivery has on local businesses and economies. Now, Northwest University Political Studies and Governance lecturer Sesman Mutlung elaborates further on this. Here is our conversation. Is service delivery not improving since the province went under administration in 2018?
We did some research in Bloemhof, where there's a dairy bell also. It was at the brink of closing as well, because the water was not provided for, or if there was water, it was polluted. You now go throughout Northwest Province, you'd realize that roads are not proper, water is not provided for people, sanitation is not provided for. So we see, and this happens in next to report about corruption and misappropriation of funds and so forth. So what we see in this, the decision to put Northwest Province under administration, to date when evaluated from 2018, I don't think empirically or in terms of real visible changes, there's any significant difference. What I would think is happening was looking at the structure internally, processes to try strengthen and minimize those leakages of wasteful expenditure. But in terms of a benefit, a real benefit for the people, that is still far away for them. So that process, you'd remember it was extended, I think, to June last year or early in the year. I think early in the year, the process of that province under administration was extended to end of June. So you think this is few days from now? You think when the province is lifted from administration, will there be anything better? I doubt very much if there will be any benefit for the people as well.
in closing, what are your thoughts on the upcoming local elections? Do we anticipate greater participation countrywide, especially with regards to the fact that everyone is facing service delivery issues? You know, you would see people on social media when there's articles popping up about potholes in one place, they say, if you come to this place, you're going to find potholes there as well. So do you anticipate greater participation in these upcoming local elections, COVID and all?
You know, it's a hard question because there are different reasons that people will vote. But from where I'm reading, the sentiment is negative. People would say, I'm not going to vote. What difference does it make? Because I've been voting, and the same party is in power. Or even if you wanted to vote for the ANC, a governing party, for the last five times, and you say, no difference. So the person says, I'm not going to vote anymore. So I think we are hoping that there will be a greater turnout. But at the moment, I'm thinking we will have very low turnout. Look at the by-election previously and how many people voted. In a ward of maybe 3,000 people, you'd see 800 people voting, 1,000 people voting. That's low. So the other side of the coin is when people are angry, frustrated, and say, I can't have this anymore. And I'm hoping people are like that. They're feeling like that. To say, I cannot take it anymore. I'm going to change. And in change, maybe you think, I'm changing a political party. But you have to vote. My argument is that if you are saying you are not going to vote, your non-vote is actually a vote itself. And for your information, the IEC is not going to say we nullify a ward election because 50 people showed up. A ward councillor will be elected from those 50 votes. So people, if they really want change, and whatever it is they define change to be, have to go vote.
And that was Saisman Mutloum from the Northwest University saying the only way that we can try to change our service delivery complaints is to mobilize and vote in our local government elections for change. Now, if you missed our conversations tonight, you can catch them on ofm.co.za. Click on read and then on business.
The Business Hour with Oli Bogeng on OFM, the sound of your life.